If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the studio.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Normally, we choose a topic of interest, in fact, which is somehow suggested by our duty bound. According to the fatwas issued by martyred and Shaheed Ayatollah Khamenei, one of these choices that we've had, or the topics that is very, very important, is for the duty bounds who used to follow the late Shaheed Ayatollah Khamenei. So my question to you, Sheikh Javid, is that what should these individuals do, because they used to follow Ayatollah Khamenei in the past, right? Now that he's been martyred, and can they stay on the fatwas and the risala of the late Shaheed Ayatollah Khamenei?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for that nice question. It's very much relevant today, because we no longer have Shaheed Sayyid Ali al-Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul,
yes,
amongst us. But the question remains as to whether it is permissible for those who followed him to remain in his taqlid or not. Of course, it depends on whether they consider the muqallideen and the scholars and the experts consider Ayatollah Khamenei as the most eligible and most knowledgeable person even amongst the living scholars, because if we compare him with the scholars who are already alive and who are now in the Islamic seminaries, is he still, according to experts, the most knowledgeable and the most qualified scholar? So to put it into context, I would say that if the scholars are of the view that Sayyid Ali al-Khamenei is equal in terms of knowledgeability, in terms of alamiya, mm-hmm, or eligibility, of course, then it is the matter is up to the duty bound person himself. He has the freedom, and he has the choice to either remain in taqlid of his eminence or to follow another mujtahid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a matter of consensus. I think as far as I know, the scholars are not divided in about this very issue. It has been discussed during the past many decades, and of course it has now become very clearly defined, very clearly understood that when there is a mujtahid who is the most knowledgeable person, even if he is no longer alive, it is permissible for his muqallideen to stay in his taqlid and stay and keep following him as long as there is a living mujtahid who is more knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
If there is one who is more knowledgeable, of course it is necessary for the duty bound to follow a living mujtahid, because the living mujtahid is more knowledgeable, more qualified. Okay, but if there is none and he remains to be the most knowledgeable, then it is necessary to remain in taqlid of that deceased mujtahid. And in this episode of Islamic laws, of course, we are focusing on the on taqlid of on remaining taqlid of a shaheed, a Sayyid Ali al-Khamenei. Right?
Yes, exactly. Now, thank you. Yes.
The second part of the issue is that if he is believed to be equal in terms of a'lamiyya or eligibility in qualification, then the duty bound is free to either remain in his taqlid or follow another mujtahid.
On condition that they are equally qualified. Yes, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws after a short break. Stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. The topic is whether to remain in following or continue to follow the fatwas issued by the late martyr Ayatollah Khamenei or not. According to the, previous part or the earlier part of our program, you mentioned that, so it falls into two categories, right?
Right.
So if, it is somehow left to the choice of the duty bounds and they have a choice to see if, they see the deceased or the martyred Ayatollah Khamenei or any, religious authority, in fact, equal in terms of knowledge and a'lamiyya, then they can either, for example, choose another living mujtahid, right? Religious scholar, or they can stay in taqlid. But what about those people or those individuals, in fact, who just started to follow a religious authority? Then is that the same story or the story or the rule changes?
Well, that's a very important question. Given the fact that Shaheed Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul, is no longer alive, of course, the scholars have said that it's not permissible for a beginner to follow a dead mujtahid.
Mm.
And it's also a matter of consensus. Someone who starts following a mujtahid must make sure that the mujtahid he follows is alive, okay, and he cannot look for a mujtahid who is no longer alive.
Mm.
Okay, we know that Ayatollah Khamenei has been martyred and he's no longer alive, but his risala is there. But of course, if that beginner or that who has just started following a mujtahid, he wants to follow his eminence, then in legal matters, he is not there to answer his questions because, of course, he's not alive to be consulted. Okay,
yes.
So that's why it is necessary for someone who starts following a mujtahid, he must make sure that the mujtahid he follows is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this rule you're talking about, this jurisprudential rule, not only it's logical, but also I think there is a consensus among all religious scholars, right?
Yeah, of course.
That no beginners can start their taqlid or following with a deceased mujtahid,
of course,
right?
Yeah, the scholars are unanimous about it.
I see.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, another relevant question, because those people, those individuals who used to follow Shaheed Martyr Ayatollah Khamenei, or any deceased religious scholar, in fact, they have some new phenomena,
yes.
In fact, or something that happens just because of modernity or because of something which happens all of a sudden, right? What can they do? Should they refer actually to another living religious authority where they can, provide themselves with the right answer, for example, or the relevant religious law?
Yeah, that's also an issue which arises. Of course, when a mujtahid passes away or is no longer alive. Of course, in current legal issues or in matters which arise after the demise of a mujtahid, of course, the duty-bound person must follow a living mujtahid, because the living mujtahid is available, he is reachable, and it is, of course, quite within his means to contact him, to send him emails, to ask him questions, because he's on the phone. And if he himself is not there, of course, he has a board of scholars, and those board of scholars has access to the Ayatollah or the mujtahid. So if the issue is very complicated, then that board of scholars will consult the matter with the Ayatollah, the living Ayatollah, and get his position and answer about that new issue. And of course, as you rightly mentioned, in this modern age, there are new issues every day in and day out. So as for the new issues, we must consult a living authority, a living religious scholar, to get, of course, our answers, and to get a solution. And of course, this is this has been the strategy of all the scholars during the past many centuries, of course.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take another break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Chavid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the rules and regulations in jurisprudential laws, or some of them actually, concerning taqlid and following, especially in light of the fact that the late Ayatollah Khamenei has been martyred, and we are talking about the duty bound who used to follow him, or the new beginners actually, or duty bounds who want to follow, in fact, another religious scholar. Jurisprudential law regarding that we're going to touch on, in fact, and some of them we have touched on in the past, earlier part of our program, and hopefully in the remaining time. So you also mentioned, when talking about the different categories of the issue, there are some, duty bounds who find themselves, in fact, searching for another religious scholar. So
yes.
How do they find, how should they identify, in fact, another knowledgeable religious scholar?
Well, that's an uphill task. First of all, I would say that the duty-bound person himself may not be in a position to identify the most knowledgeable person, because he's a lay individual, and he is someone who does not have any religious knowledge.
Yes,
and he does not find himself in a position to identify. So,
yes. If
he himself is a qualified jurist, let's say he is a competent jurist, he himself is, of course, in a position to identify, because
right.
He knows who a competent and qualified mujtahid is, and who is not.
Yes.
So usually we see that in 9 out of 10 cases, the scholar is not, the duty-bound person is not in a position, so he has to ask the qualified jurists to identify the most knowledgeable person. And if two witnesses from among the jurists who have been in contact with the religious authority witnesses and bear witness that, for example, a certain mujtahid is the most qualified, then he can follow that mujtahid. And also if a mujtahid is widely known, you know, as a qualified mujtahid because of the reputation that he has, and he is well established among the scholars in Islamic seminary, he is very well known as the jurist who is qualified, then this gives the duty-bound kind of impression that he is and he should be the qualified jurist and the qualified religious authority. How could someone be well-known and well and a reputed individual while he does not have the necessary qualification?
I appreciate
it. So that means that he is qualified.
Mm. Thank you very much, Shavit. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIP English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, talking about, in fact, or elaborating on some of the jurisprudential laws related to following Shahid Martyr Ayatollah Khamenei. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو